If you are on any type of social media platform, if you pay attention to anything in this world, it is easy to lose hope. It's easy to become discouraged. It's easy to look at everything that's around and maybe feel like, man, I'm just not where I want to be in life. Or maybe I could be doing this and doing that. All these other things like that. But I want to really encourage you that you have to remind yourself that there is hope. There is hope in Christ Jesus. There is hope in the things that he has said to you. We have to hold on to the promises of God. We cannot lose faith. We cannot allow our hope to be deferred. We cannot allow things to be and that's out in this world be our truth. It is an intentional mindset when we say to the Lord and we say to ourselves and we do things. Let's say you put your journal, you got your journal, you have your reading, you have your meditation, you have certain things that are making you stay in the presence of God, making you remember and think on these things. You have to remind yourself that there is hope. Let's talk. Welcome back. I am so thankful that you are here. I am Jennifer Jefferson, the voice behind Conquer Me podcast. Over at this podcast, we talk about the joys of developing a personal relationship with Jesus. I just want to say thank you. Thank you to each and every one of you who continue to listen. I'm talking about from all over the states into various countries throughout the world. I am thankful for you all. I pray for you all. God is really speaking to me about just certain things that I have to start doing that's really going to be of service to you, right? And it's really about getting out of my comfort zone at the end of the day. That's what it's about. But I really wanted to talk about, as I was praying about these last five episodes that we're in for season five, and I cannot believe that we are in season five. Let me tell you, when I started this podcast, oh my gosh, was I scared. I was like, oh my God, what am I going to say? How am I going to do this? Oh my goodness, blah, 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 blah. All these things are running into my mind, right? Then is, okay, what will anybody care? Like there's a million podcasts out there. There's a thousand things. And the way that God is calling me to do it, God is calling me to do it where I'm not in front of the camera. And every now and again, I'm like, okay, God, do I need to get in the camera? Do I need to be in the forefront? Because it seems like that's how other podcasts are taking off. And the Lord is like, no, trust me. When you follow God, you will be tested on every level. You will be tested on every level. You will have the moments of questioning, if I'm doing what God is saying, is this his will? Not only is this his will, is this a way to do it? God, is the time to do it? Is this what you are calling me to move in this certain particular way? And so all of these questions will come about. Then you're like, yes, 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 this is what God has said, and I'm gonna move forward in it, blah, 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 blah. And of course, in your mind, you think this is not only how it will be executed, but this is what the response will be. This is what the growth will be. This is this and ah, blah, 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 blah. All of this stuff, right? In the midst of changing, in the midst of breaking cycles, in the midst of really, really desiring to have the mindset of Christ, because it's a constant thing, in the midst of really learning new strategy, letting go of the old man, holding on to the new man, all of these things, because I need us to understand, your old man is the old person in the old season. Because sometimes we have painted change when we come into Christ, like there's not a change when we're in Christ. We have to continue to ask the Lord to heal us, not just heal us, really to give us a new mindset, to give us strategy, to become disciplined in areas where you have not been disciplined. So it's a constant thing. And so in the midst of that, and you're praising God and you're rejoicing and you're thankful and you're seeing it, I don't care if you're moving an inch or you're moving a mile, you're moving. And then you have these moments where there's no hope. You have these moments where you just get weary. And that's just the truth of this walk. It's the truth of being a human being. Where it seems like one day you were just going good, you're doing it, blah, 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 blah. You got a nice little stride in your walk and all this type of things, you moving. Next day, boom. You could be hit with a plethora of emotions. Of why am I still here? Why didn't I get this 5 years ago, God? Why? And so I really want to encourage you on today to remind yourself there is hope. When those moments come up that try to make you feel hopeless, and I'm going to emphasize feel, because we don't want to proclaim and say that you are without hope. You are not without hope. As long as you have Christ Jesus, you have hope. I love, this is what our scripture focus of this episode is going to be, is Romans 15 and 13. May the God of hope fill you. Listen, may the God of hope, that is who we serve. That is our Savior. That is our Father. That is our healer, our deliverer. That is our friend. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. All joy. Isn't that something? From this scripture, Romans 15 and 13, and I'm reading the NIV version, just to be clear. May the God of hope, and I love how he's praying this to them. He's speaking this over their lives. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We have been talking all season long about breaking cycles. We have hit numerous of topics, a lot of topics. A lot of different things that we need to be aware of, strategies, how to even rejuvenate your body, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, getting connected with the community, right? And so the thing is, when that little ugly head of lack of hope or trying to feel hopeless tries to pop up, the question is, are you lacking a form of trust in God? Are you lacking are you really, really trusting God and what he said? And I want us to be okay. And I want us to understand this, that when God is doing something new in your life and you know it's new, some people just get it immediately. And I love that. I have always admired those who have that type of faith. When the Lord speaks something to them, it's just in the barrier. Boom. That's it. For me, it's like, oh, God, okay, I believe. And then you have these moments of, God, will it happen? Oh, God, I'm feeling discouraged. All these other things. No. And then I have to remind myself, Jennifer, no, this is what God has spoken. This is what the Holy Spirit, because what I love is so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope. May the God of hope. So sometimes we need to speak that, Lord, you are my God of hope. I need you to fill me with all joy and peace as I trust in you, so that I may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hope is not a feeling. It is a spiritual discipline. We must intentionally choose hope by placing our trust in God. Not our emotions or our circumstance. I appreciate the where the pastor said a few weeks ago that he was talking about putting on the joy, right? For the joy and that is set before us. And so as he was talking about it, he was talking about happiness and joy. And the thing is with happiness, happiness is based off our circumstances. You're happy when everything is lined up right. For me, okay, I'm one of those people, I love when things are clean and organized and it smells great. That makes me happy. But when things are kind of slightly out, it just, ooh, I can get frustrated. But I cannot base my life off of that. I cannot base my future or my emotional stability off of something that is destined to change, something that will not always stay constant. The only one that will stay constant is God himself. We as human beings will constantly fail, even when we don't even try unintentionally. We can fail someone. We can fail ourselves. So we have to understand hope is not a feeling. We need to understand hope comes from God. Hope comes from God. Jen, how do I get it? By placing my trust in God. I cannot place my trust in my circumstances. You cannot place your trust in your emotions. You may feel sad in the moment, but that moment will, I promise you, it will fail. It will pass by. Same thing with happiness. Same thing from the good emotions to the bad emotions. All those things will not stay. They are not constant. But hope is a spiritual discipline. Even if you just take our anchoring scripture where we're focusing on today, Romans 15 and 13. Even if that's just the scripture where you focus on for the next, 3 months. And you go ahead and record it. I was talking about last week, get a voice, just go ahead and do it. Make a little voice note for yourself. Record something. Because sometimes when we're trying to meditate and we're trying to pray, all these things, our minds are going 15 million ways. And you're like, oh my goodness, it's so hard to get still. It's so hard to settle. And so what happens is we're all over the place. So why not set yourself up for success? So one of the beauty about being in this day and age is technology. I am very concerned about how Christians, we keep running away from technology. We are in this time for a specific reason. We are in this time. I'm going to repeat it. You are living in this day and age for a reason. Stop running from technology. Well, my grandma, how she used to do it. Stop running from technology. Stop doing it. If it's something to write, if so you can keep yourself focused on Christ. If it's a voice note, if it's a video you make for yourself and you play it every morning, even if you like to write, because some people just love to write. I'm a writer. I love to write. So even if you write and you just have that placed on the side of your bed, so when you wake up in the morning, that wall directly from when your face is going to open up, the moment you open your eyes, you know, all of us pretty much open up on this, you know, we usually wake up on the same side, right? So whatever side you wake up, or maybe you need to put it on your bathroom mirror so that when you're brushing your teeth, you see Romans 15 and 13, may the God of hope fill you. And this is how we'll turn it. May my God of hope fill me with joy and peace as I trusted him on today, so that I may overflow with the hope and the power of the Holy Spirit. Hope is not a feeling. It is a spiritual discipline. Lamentations 3:21-23 says this. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. I love that. Because the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Hope is a spiritual discipline for us to remind ourselves of who we serve. Who is our Savior? Who is our God? It's not based on our circumstances. It's not based on our emotions, nor is it based on something that just happened. It's none of those things. We have to remind ourselves of God's promises, which keeps hope alive. That's just the truth of it. See, what happens is because we have access to so many different forms of content, so many voices, let it be from online, social media, it can be people that you're talking to on a consistent basis, family, friends, coworkers, it can be classmates, get on YouTube, whatever it is, podcasts, people like myself. We have all these voices, right, that are constantly speaking. And sometimes when we're not listening always to things that are reminding us of the goodness of God, reminding us of the promise of God, it is easy to fall into a place of hopelessness. So this is why we say hope is not a what? A feeling, but a spiritual discipline. So what we have to do is remind ourselves of God's promises by keeping hope alive. Reflecting on His word reinforces our expectation of His goodness. That's the truth. It reinforces. When I meditate on the word, and I promise you, I'm writing like this long list. I said this last week, but I'm writing this long list where I really want to create this long 45-minute meditation audio for myself. And it's certain key points that I need to hear on a consistent basis. And I need to put the word of God with it. And I'm going to listen to that on a consistent basis. When I say consistent, my desire is to get to a daily base type of listening, where I'm listening and I'm meditating on the word and it's speaking directly to me on what I need in this season. So if you're in a place where you're like, I don't know where my hope is and I'm trying to stay focused, I'm trying to do this, I want you to think about what Psalms 119 and 14 says. You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. Now we just read, the first one was, He is our God of hope. Right? So I don't put my hope in circumstances. I don't put my hope in people. I don't put my hope in my job. I don't put my hope in my money. I don't put my hope in human beings. I'm not saying that you cannot expect things from them, but my hope is not an emotion. It is a spiritual discipline. And everything that we have, especially spiritually, needs to come from God. And we have to remember that God is our refuge. What does that mean? This is where I go for safety. This is where I go for protection. This is where I go to be fed. This is where I go to be filled. And I have put my hope in your word. This is why I emphasize so heavily. I emphasize this heavily, heavily, heavily on getting into your word. I was watching just a clip from the pastor of 2019. And the question was asked about false prophets and false teachers specifically. And he had a very beautiful response. And I cannot remember all of it, nor am I going to try to, because I feel like I will not do it justice. But one part that he said at the end of it, kind of towards the end of his statement, was the reason why a lot of false teachers are really running rampant nowadays is because we are biblically illiterate. Think about it. One of the first things that anyone tries to do when they try to take over in power, we see it in some of the most horrific moments in history. Even now, what they try to do, they try to take over the media. They try to remove truth. It's propaganda. So if I can have you to read lies or believe lies instead of searching for the truth, then I got you. One of the things that they did for those that they enslaved here in America, they did not allow slaves to read. Because if you read, then you have knowledge. Then now you're critically thinking. Now you're growing. All of these things. So I'm constantly encouraging us to be students of the word. There's reading and then there's studying. Those are two different things. Sometimes we just got to read. Just read, read, read. Stay in there reading, because I promise you, you're going to gain something out of the read. But that study is that diving deep. What does it mean in Greek? What does it mean in Hebrew? Why did Paul say this? What was happening around this time? Why would Jesus respond like this? Oh my goodness. I see that Jesus used this. He said these words. What are these words? Maybe in a previous book in the Old Testament. That's when you start to study, because you start to dig deep into what is happening. While reading, I'm just reading the word of God, maybe chapter by chapter, scripture by scripture, however it is you read. But in order for me to maintain a level of hope that will fill me and empower me, I have to be a reader of the word. What are you digesting? What are you digesting? Think about it. Whatever your favorite songs are that you can constantly listen to. If it didn't have a sweet melody or the rapper wasn't nice or the music wasn't nice, the beat wasn't nice. Have you paid attention to the words? And these are all songs, because let's just be real. Not all quote unquote Christian songs are actually about God. There's a lot of Christian songs that are not about God. There are some Christian songs where I'm like, oh gosh, I can't hear this. Lord, please. This thing is hopeless, discouraging. I can't. This thing makes me feel like I want to go back. I need to throw myself on the altar. This is sad, right? So the thing is, we have to look at what are we allowing into our spirit. The Holy Ghost will guide you. Now, I'm not one of those Christians where I believe that you cannot listen to any secular music and watch any secular movies, shows, whatever like that. Now, if it's something that you know that is against the word of God and how he's calling us to live, amen. But then you have to just take an account, because here's the truth. Like I just spoke about how the pastor said, there's a lot of false teachers out there. Some of us are following people when it's like, wait a minute, they're not speaking truth, which is even more dangerous because they're manipulating the truth. And the question is, why are they so easily manipulating the truth and you're believing it? Because you were not in your word. I have put my hope in your word. We're talking about the God that when he spoke light, it was. His breath, he put in Adam. And it, we are still breathing that breath from the beginning of time. That's the God that we serve. So we have to make sure that in these moments, that we truly understand that hope is a spiritual discipline. It is not this encounter that we have. It is a constant thing that I am growing and feeding, and I am partnering with the Holy Spirit so that I can do the things that he's called me to do. Okay, God, so what is it? So how do we do it? How do we do it? This is what I will suggest to each and every one of us. Create a hope playlist, number one. What is a hope playlist? Honey, I want you to go ahead and I need you to, if you're on Apple Music, Google Music, one of these streaming, like everywhere there's streaming, right? If you old school, got a CD player, whatever it is, I need you to have music that is your hope playlist. These are songs that you know give you hope. These are songs that help you to remain focused on what God has said, right? And then also what I want you to do, number two, is I need you to start declaring some things. I need you to write it down. Have a voice note. Make a video, it's on your phone, whatever it is, but you need to declare some things over your life. I just read one of the great scriptures, Romans 15 and 13. May the God of hope fill me with all joy and peace as I trust in him. That's a declaration. See, the thing is, when we read the word of God, see, this is what was happening during this time. The apostles were speaking to the Roman church. I mean, to those in Rome as they were coming together, all of this type of stuff. So these are new Christians, all these things that are happening. So they're speaking. And he says to him, may the God of hope fill you. He was speaking over their lives. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So you can take that scripture and speak to yourself in the mirror. And you can, or you can say to yourself, may my God of hope fill me with all joy and peace as I trust in him. However you do it, you have to declare. But I'm going to tell you this, do not declare what you think. Declare what the word of God says. So if you're like, well, Jen, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I get Romans 15, 13, but what other ones? I want you to go Google. And I want you to really just say scriptures about hope and declare the word of God over you. And I promise you, you will begin to see a change in your disposition, change in the way that you move, change in the way that you're thinking, how certain things used to get you all frazzled. Even if a thought came up, it kind of took you a minute to get on back on track. You will begin to see the change. And then I encourage you, along with the playlist and along with the declaration, just write down notes so that you can see how far God has brought you from. It could be day one of hope journey. Write it down, speak into it, and see what happens by the time you get to day five. What happens when you get to day 10? what happens when you get to day 10, 15? And if you've been consistently speaking the word over your life, if you've been consistently playing your hope playlist, I promise you, you will see a change. You will see a change. Psalms 42:11 says this, "Why, my soul, are you downcast?" I love how David was such a wonderful psalmist and writer and poet, all of these beautiful. Why? It was like he was talking to himself. "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." When we understand that a lot of this stuff that we are wanting and desire is a spiritual discipline, then we have to realize that I must be intentional about this. I want you to think about any athlete. For them to be where they are, there was a discipline that they had. My friend, I just saw her posted a video about her daughter. She wants to get a scholarship at a university for swim. She wakes up 5 a.m. every morning without fail to go swim before school because she has decided I need to discipline myself even more. And I'm pretty sure as she gets older, she's going to add more stuff to it as the days pass. I need us to stop thinking that when we pray, that once we have prayed, it's just going to happen. No, God has given us a beautiful mind. He has given us a beautiful heart. He has given us working limbs. He has given us some type of ability to put what we have prayed for into action. We have to be about people of action. Faith without works is dead. So if I'm believing God for a new level of hope because I'm entering into something different, I'm believing God for something bigger. That I know for myself, what I am believing for, it is way bigger. So Jen has to get a lot out of her comfort zone. So what does that mean? I have to be intentional because I know the enemy is going to try to throw anything in my face for me to lose hope. Because the scripture in Proverbs says, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick." And what happens when we are sick? We don't move. We get discouraged. We get frustrated. All these other type of things. And you stay in these vicious cycles. Remember, we're those cycles are broken. We're now in strategy mode. We're now we have a new mindset, all that type of stuff. We're not going backwards. We are not going backwards. So have your playlist together. Your songs that make you just feel good. But gives you hope. Have your declaration, even if it's one or two scriptures. Declare this over your life. And I really do encourage you. Because why? We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. It is easy to forget where God has brought us from. Sometimes we're looking for the testimony to be the big things. But what if it's just, I used to worry about XYZ. Now I don't. Now I don't even think about it like that anymore. That is a testimony. And that is you moving in God. So we need to make sure that we are holding on to fulfillment, to the thing that God has called us to, so that we can see the promise. And we need to understand that it will come to pass. But this is what I want to finish reading that scripture I started quoting earlier. Proverbs 13:12 says this, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but," here we go, "but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." Woo! Something you've been waiting for and it comes to pass. Oh my goodness. So I want you, I've given you three things to do. Three things. You're like, "Jen, that's a lot. I'm not going to do all that." Okay, so just start with this. Let's just start with the declaration. I want you to write down three hope-filled promises of God's. And I want us to make sure God's promises is his word. So I understand that you may have gotten a prophetic word from the preacher or the prophet, or you heard something that resonated with you, or you heard something in prayer. You better put scripture with it because it's his word that will never cease. It is his word that will always come to pass. Okay. So I want you to write down God's promises. 3 of them. Sticky note. Put on a sticky note and place them where you can see them daily. So maybe you don't have the playlist right now. Maybe you won't do the journaling right now. But I want you to start off with his promise. So you can declare that over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this discussion on today. God, you are our God of hope. And we put our trust in you. We don't put our trust in anything or anyone else. We put our trust in you because we know that humans change. Even if they come from a good place, they will hurt us. But God, we know that you will never fail us. You will never forsake us. You will never leave us. You will never abandon us. You are always right there. You are the friend that we will always need. You are the voice that we always need to listen to. You are the touch that we always need to feel. No one can take your place. And God, we will never, ever give space for anyone else to take your place, God. Fill us up with your hope. Hope is a spiritual discipline, not a feeling. So God, I thank you for maturing us in that mindset and allowing us to seek after your word so that we can walk in peace and walk in your trust and trusting you because we're waiting to see what you will fulfill for us in our individual lives. And God, if there's someone who is listening right now who does not know you as their savior, they're like, I want to know hope, but I don't even know if I have Jesus. If you want to have what we have spoken about on today, you need to have Christ first. Christ is our hope, but you need to have him first. So repeat after me and say this, Lord, I thank you for being the Son of God. I thank you for living and dying and rising for me. Please forgive me of my sins. If you have believed that, you are now saved. He is your savior. We want you to find a church home. I always encourage us to find a church home. Find a church home. Find a church home. And be patient with people like you would like them to be patient with you. I love each and every one of you all, and I'll speak to you next Friday.